Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, this one's for Abby. 83 years ago, we've got music for this. In 1939, that's right.
You have to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. You find he is a wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever a wizard of wiz there was, the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
What can we call those people singing right there?
Are we allowed to say?
I don't know.
They're fictional characters in a fictional race, so Munchkin is still fine.
Thank you, Abby.
Okay,
No triggering there. That's a good answer, by the way.
Well, this was 83 years ago. This was one of Abby's favorites, Wizard of Oz. It premiered at the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, and she's loved it. I could do without the flying monkeys. But no one asked me.
You know, I never really thought much, and this is just being honest, I never thought much about the flying monkeys in my entire life until my little daughter, and my kids have seen, my boys saw it, they didn't care about the flying monkeys. My daughter, when she first watched it, she was probably around 4, and she was into it, but the flying monkeys got her freaked out.
Yeah.
Right.
And when my mom sat me down to watch it, I thought, this is scaring me, and I'm not sure that should be like a mom-required viewing. You know what I mean?
They always scared me, too.
Yeah.
I think they scared me when I was really little, but I quickly outgrew it because I watched it so many times. And I was like, oh, it's just the flying monkeys. That's no big deal.
It's just the flying monkeys, Fred.
Which
is a name for a good group. Yeah, there probably is one.
Probably is a group. Have you seen Wicked, Abby?
I have.
I have seen Wicked at
the Fox.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's great.
57 years ago today in 1965 was when the Beatles played Shea Stadium. And I should have pulled up a Beatles song, but I did not.
You know, it's funny that you said that because my friend Gary Stromberg was posting about that. Gary's got a real interesting background. He was working in the music business in the 1970s, but he went to that show and he said he was in the fourth row. He posted a picture of that today.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know, right?
They played for 35 minutes, but it was the one where nobody could hear anything because the fans were screaming so much. Fred, do you remember that?
No, I don't.
And 23 years ago today, that's in 1999, 23-year-old Tiger Woods won the PGA Championship, becoming the youngest player to win two majors since Ballesteros in 1980. You remember that, Mark? I don't know.
Seve Ballesteros.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Well, that was huge when Tiger was coming out. I think the excitement around golf will probably never be the same. Yesterday was pretty good, though. I don't know if people watched the FedEx Championship yesterday. Will Zalatoris did in a playoff. They had to play the 18th hole, I think, 3 or 4 times in the end before it was all over. I think they played it 3 times.
I bet they're grateful that happens now with the whole other thing going on. You know, they just want to grab people. All right, weekend box office number one movie, Bullet Train. And it only made $13 million. I mean, that's not much in the scheme of things. The number two movie was Top Gun Maverick. Fred, we have no excuse.
Wow, that came back.
Yes.
Doesn't make sense that Hollywood, we talked about this a little bit with Christian last week, but Hollywood has, I guess, considered this a dumping ground, and maybe they just don't have as many projects because of COVID ready to go. But, boy, that's a missed opportunity, isn't it?
It is. I totally agree with that. That made $7 million. It's now up to $673,724,507. I mean, that's a lot. Number three was DC League of Super Pets. Did you see that? Did you take a lesson?
I did not. We have not seen that.
Okay. That only made $7 million. Nope was number four at $5.3 million. And Thor Love and Thunder came in at $5.3 million, but that's pretty down, too. I can't believe Maverick keeps coming back. Okay, people in San Francisco.
I would bring that that damn movie back at Christmas time. I mean, you probably can't because you have bigger movies and not enough screens, but you could do it with that type of movie. You could do a whole campaign, see it again on the big screen.
Maybe they will. I mean, why not?
Maybe you don't do it around Christmas just because of the other releases, but you could easily do it in the spring.
That's true.
You know, depending on when they release it.
People in San Francisco, this is nuts to me, have been finding notes on their cars that basically say, pay me so I don't have to rob you.
Coming to St. Louis neighborhood soon.
Someone posted a photo of a note that said, quote, I don't want to steal anymore, but I still have bills to pay. Can you help me, please? And there were three ways to pay. PayPal,
Venmo?
Cash App, and they even had a QR code on there.
You've got to be kidding me.
Isn't this just stealing with, like,
yes!
extra steps? Like, pay me so I don't.
Yes! It's extortion.
Yeah.
The local news, I mean, what? Local news looked into it. It turned out the same note had been left on a bunch of cars around the University of San Francisco lately. One woman on the news said she worked in the area. She was worried that the person might come back and break into her car if she didn't pay. She decided not to, but at least one of her coworkers did send money. San Francisco police say it's the first time they've seen this tactic used. How do you get a QR code, Abby? I mean, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
You know what's funny about the QR code? This is an interesting tie-in because the car wash that I go to that's near my house, and I tip most times. I mean, if I don't have a couple of dollars, I'll tip the next time, right? But a lot of people, we've talked about this, they don't tip probably. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have cash, it becomes tougher, and a lot of us don't have cash.
That's true.
But I noticed this over the weekend. They had a big sign that said tips appreciated, and they had a QR code. So I suppose what would happen then?
But that's an official business, right?
So that's a little different because
it's
a business.
The link.
But I do find that interesting because if I do that with my camera, the way that works, you just put your camera and then something comes up where I guess you can make a donation.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll just send you a link to it. But if they've got PayPal, they can obviously track down. I would think they'd be able to track down who it is. I guess they don't care.
But I was coming. This raises the question. When will this come to a panhandling corner near you? I was coming back from playing golf yesterday morning. I'm at the corner of Clarkson and Manchester. Clarkson and Clayton, one of those. I think it was Manchester. And there were two people that were at different corners. I think it was husband and wife. Homeless, you know, help here, all of this stuff. I was so close, and I didn't want to be mean about it. I honestly was going to say, you know, maybe I'll do this, give you a couple bucks and say, can I ask a question? Can I ask a serious question? Have you tried to get any work? Have you applied for any jobs? It's a sincere question.
I know. There are a lot available.
Yeah.
Yes. In a poll on houseplants, said Sue, completely changing the subject, 33% of people say they have zero houseplants, which I find to be evil. 10% said there's virtually no chance they could keep a plant alive for 6 months.
That's me.
What?
There's not a chance.
Do you have a houseplant?
Unless it's a cacti. No, I have fake plants.
Oh.
All my they're pretty good-looking fake plants, but they're fake. But part of the problem, they get dusty, don't they?
You know,
I think you'd be surprised. Okay. But the cats, I can't. They dig in the dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a nice excuse. Fred, how's your green thumb?
It's really bad. We go through plants quickly.
Really?
Neither of you two seem to die.
You just don't water them too much. Abby?
I have killed a cactus.
Wow,
so
that's quite an achievement.
Yeah, I try plants every once in a while, but they never seem
Here's
to last
what we do.
For me.
Let me tell you what happens. Either I'm ordered or my wife goes to wherever, Lowe's or some garden shop, right? And she picks up a bunch of those things that are in planters that you put out in front of your house. What would those be? Like azaleas or something? I don't even know what it is.
Well, that'd be past that, but sure.
Okay. They're put on the front porch or maybe at a strategic area in the front yard. And then I just basically place my bets in Vegas on how soon they're going to die. Because
no one waters them?
Well, that's the problem. That somebody does have. We try, right?
Yeah.
But there's never any level of success with those.
What does we try mean? You argue over who waters?
No, I stay out of it, but every once in a while
that
I try to.
That might be a factor.
Yeah, except that it's not my project, okay?
So what happens is that
uh-huh. I say something like, oh, those will be dead in about 5 days. Uh-huh. Oh, no, no. And then they get watered for a few days, and then there's no water, right?
And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact, that seemed to be a marital insight
that I'm not sure we knew we were walking into.
Every single Snickers bar, except the tiny Halloween-sized ones, are made in Waco, Texas. The same plant produces all the Starburst in North America. It's one place, Waco, Texas.
Wow. Why don't they do the little ones there, though, Sue?
I don't know.
That begs the question,
we'll
doesn't it?
We'll look that up for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I do love
probably
the Snickers bar,
too. Probably have to change
the
equipment, right? They probably
because
don't
of the
want
tiny,
to, yeah.
Tiny bars?
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds feasible for sure. 422 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.